every Tuesday from 7 to 8 o'clock. It's my pleasure to welcome Barry Osborne to Cabaret. Barry, welcome.
All right, thank you.
And I know that you've got a lot of exciting stuff going on, but if you don't mind, let's start with some music.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
People my age are turning 40 on their way to 42. It's no one's fault in any way, there isn't anything to do about it. Andrew's up all night working on his manuscript, determined as the day he debuted in 1976. And I got a paper cut, flipping through old zines. It's scabbed over now, I'm taking it with me to the hitchhiker's birthday party. People my age say they never had a chance to save the world. Tragic demographics make for lazy scapegoats. Milo's digitizing letters from the last revolt. It might provide a path forward, this is getting old. And I got a paper cut, flipping through old zines. It's scabbed over now, I'm taking it with me to the hitchhiker's birthday party. Hitchhiker's birthday party. Now let me state the obvious, no one spoke for all of us. I miss the fullness of the choir, now they've gone. No one gets out alive, but when clubs burn down and good friends die, I welcome the ringing in my ears. My age are having strokes and they're not getting out of bed. I told you so's don't help and it's too late for regrets. Rebecca never grew complacent, she created her own space. Wrote out the first words of the sequel on the back of the title page. And I got a paper cut, flipping through old zines. It's scabbed over now, I'm taking it with me to the hitchhiker's birthday party. Hitchhiker's birthday party. Hitchhiker's birthday party. Transfusion.
That one was called Artificial Heart. It's about sometimes digging out your old cassettes from your old friends gone by. This one is called Whatever Happened, Susan Anway. So this is kind of me having a conversation with a singer that I listened to a lot when I was like 19. So I'm kind of checking back in with them. So
whatever happened, Susan Anway, my youthful blues did subside. Finally got on with it, though I remain preoccupied. The cinder block wall of the dorm room cast a curious shape, where I'd slip into your voice for days and days and days and days. What now? What then? Whatever happened? I never found that library job at a university, but I've been with the library girl going on a quarter century. We are not burdened by 10 chimneys. We have 8 chickens and 2 goats. We've been adopted by a feral cat. She's got us under her control. What now? What then? Whatever happened? I never kept up much with Steven. Oh, he's gone on to great things. I don't know if I'd even know where to begin with Steven these days. Eternal life is for immortals, and wisdom's for the wise. Rest of us get to catch a glimpse behind faraway eyes. Maybe that leaves you, Susan Anway, betwixt and between. Debut re-released on vinyl, unrecognized out on the street. What now?
Very nice. So it sounds like, first of all, just to make it clear, it's just one person here with a banjo.
Right, the 5-string orchestra.
Yeah. And there's another banjo in the room. Mm-hmm. Probably won't be playing both at the same time, but that's it for instruments. And we were talking off the air, and I told you how I appreciated the starkness or the honesty of just having you and the banjo performing. Mm-hmm. And no group or no place to hide, really.
Right. I kind of embraced that as a challenge when I started in the last few years songwriting. I kind of wanted to make it as simple as possible and get as big of a sound out of the banjo in me, which has been a lot of fun. And, you know, taking a lot of inspiration from old time folk musicians, but also grew up on indie rock and punk rock. So, you know, there's some Billy Bragg and Paul Westerberg in there. So
very nice. Yes, Billy Bragg's a great example of that. the power of just the voice and the instrument.
Absolutely.
So you have a background in punk rock, is that right?
Yeah, maybe more indie pop, but okay. Definitely college and in my 20s, I was in garage bands and in indie pop bands, and I played bass. and then shortly after college, I picked up the banjo and just kind of took to it. But then as life unfolded, I got away from music for about 10 years, and several years ago, when I needed kind of an outlet that wasn't work and wasn't home life, banjo was kind of waiting for me. So,
very
so
nice.
We got reacquainted.
Yeah, I wasn't sure that the banjo was involved in the earlier
performances,
right. But maybe.
Yeah, okay. Definitely center stage now.
Nice, right,
yeah.
Exactly, yeah. Well, good. So any more about your background? You're local to Denver now.
Correct. Yeah, I've been in Colorado since 2004, Denver since 2005. We've seen, like a lot of folks, we've seen a lot of changes. There's a lot of exciting things happening musically in Denver and along the Front Range. I got to play the Underground Music Showcase this summer in Denver, and that was a blast because I'd never done anything quite like that. And I met so many other musicians. I met so many people who just were younger than me and really embraced me, and so I found a great welcoming community of musicians in Denver.
Well, good. Your music from the sounds of it so far doesn't sound very trite or superficial. It sounds like
thank you.
Some deep thought going on there for sure. And I noticed on your website the theme thinking out loud on a banjo.
Right.
Can you elaborate on that theme?
Sure. I was trying to think of describing what I do with my songwriting, and I like to tell stories, but in a lot of ways, it's a bit of my internal monologue, and I'm maybe sharing conversations with myself or imagining conversations with other people. And so sometimes I'll be in my real world life, I'll be kind of talking to myself, and I'll get a weird little thought, and I'll be like, yeah, that might be a good lyric or a good chorus on a song. And so, yeah, and then, you know, I usually try to tie that to a melody pretty quick. And
oh, good.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Well, and when you have an EP release coming up, and maybe we can talk about that on a break, but if
sure.
you don't mind, let's have you go ahead and play some more
That'd be
music.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
It occurred to me your mother might be lonely as she drove up from St. Pete's FLA, bound away across the wide Missouri for somewhere just off the interstate, living on a county worker's pension, moving where the weather suits your clothes. Not unlike independent children who move away once they've grown. But if anybody asks, everything worked out for the best. There might not be any truth to it, but isn't that what everybody says? Gets me to thinking about my father sitting in his kitchen in his final years. I don't want to think about our dysfunction or how we learned to talk around each other. Instead, I think about him as a sailor who escaped the poverty of his youth on the high seas on a great adventure before he came party to life's brutal truths. But if anybody asks, everything worked out for the best. Might not be any truth to it, but isn't that what everybody says? understand you're lonely for your mother as she drives home to St. Pete's FLA. Back away across the wide Missouri for somewhere just off the interstate. For somewhere just off the interstate.
Songs. That's really
Thank you.
Nice.
Thank you. This next one is called "O Holy Man, O Lowly Man."
You and I are not from the true vine. Count it as a blessing. Count it as a blessing. Sun don't shine on them like it beats on us. Count it as a blessing. Count it as a blessing. Oh, holy man, oh, lowly man. I sometimes forget where I stand. Oh, holy man, oh, lowly man. If you and I are mistaken for fools, it might be a blessing. It might be a blessing. Tails they win, heads they win again. It might be a blessing. It might be a blessing. Oh, holy man, oh, lowly man. I sometimes forget where you stand. Oh, holy man, oh, lowly man. Sunflowers greet you on your way. Boredom finds you where red brick binds you. Hurry up now, you'll be late. But no schoolyard wall could hold the outstretched arms of one so fierce of gaze. But you're gonna miss Mayfair. You might not realize until you've grown. You're this Mayfair. By the time you call, somewhere else you're home. Petty rules are gonna follow you, though the answers they may change. You know fools, they love their rules and they're rewarded by the game. Who's to say if you're better off? Refuse to play, but you're gonna miss Mayfair. You might not realize until you've grown. You're gonna miss Mayfair. By the time you call somewhere else your home, forgotten songs in the waking fog pester the pre-dawn. Who would choose to raise a kid like you among such manicured lawns? I've stood where you stand. Time it fades and what you once called pain takes on different names. But no suburban sprawl could hold the outstretched arms of the boy I used to know. I know you're gonna miss Mayfair. You might not realize until you've grown. You're gonna miss Mayfair. Time you call somewhere else your home. This one's for the hard days. They're not always hard days.
So that was Miss Mayfair.
Very nice. Thank you. So this is Cabaret on KGNU. This is almost 7:25. George C. is hosting, and we are speaking with Barry Osborne. Thank you again for coming.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Pleasure. And so you have an EP coming out pretty shortly.
Yep.
Very good. And what's it called?
It's called Back of the Title Page. And it's 5 songs. It's my debut EP. My friend Brian Nelson helped. He produced it. Brian might be known to Front Range music fans. He performs under the name of Red Ninja. He recently moved to Santa Fe, but we're still in close touch. And about a year ago, after he saw me at a songwriter's showcase, he said, "Hey, let's try to get you an EP and kind of get you out into the world a little bit more." So I'm very grateful to Brian.
Oh, very exciting. Good, and I think maybe we have heard a song or two from the EP.
Absolutely.
Very good. So is there a theme to the songs that are on the EP, or is it just your best foot forward? Or
a little bit of both. At the time, we started recording about a year ago, and I chose 5 of the newest songs I'd written. And it had a lot to do, the songs had a lot to do with my dad had died about a year before. And kind of the aftermath of that, and a lot of those feelings, and then kind of related to that, being a dad myself, that last song, Miss Mayfair, was about walking a reluctant child to school and realizing that maybe they were exactly like me. and then also just drawing a lot of inspiration on friends of mine that I knew in high school who were creative people, and despite kind of adversity in life, they've stayed creative. And several years ago, as I was getting back into music, I kind of look to those friends who are authors, musicians, activists, and I was like, "Hey, they're doing it. I can do it too." So yeah.
Right. Well, kind of a late start in the banjo performance arena, I guess.
Exactly. Yeah. So, but kind of feel like maybe I didn't know what to say until now.
Oh, okay. So maybe the timing is right.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Things happen for a reason, I guess.
See. All right. Well, now you have a website.
Mm-hmm.
Could you go ahead and tell the listeners what that website
sure,
is?
Sure. It's BarryOsborneMusic.com. And you can learn more about how I got back into music and just kind of my perspective and what I hope to do with my songs.
Very good. Barry Osborne with an E, music.com.
You got it, yeah. O-S-B-O-R-N-E.
Right, okay. Excellent. Well, and yet there's an EP release show coming up. Mm-hmm. Maybe you could talk about that too, but how about a little more music first?
That'd be great.
Talk about that.
We'll do that. Okay.
Barry Osborne on Cabaret, KGNU.
I heard the sky bluebells. Sky bluebells ringing. I heard the sky bluebells. I heard the sky bluebells. Why they rang, I could not tell. I heard the sky bluebells. What were the charges on his name? What were the charges on his name? First degree, second degree, they're gonna hang him all the same. What were the charges on his name? Hippie, a coyote, hang him high and swing him low. March him down to the gallows. Hippie, okay, boy, it's meet your maker day. Race run, and now you're gonna pay. Who tied the dead man's knot? Who tied the dead man's knot? Old Andrew Jackson, he's the meanest man that we got. Who tied the dead man's knot? What was he wearing when he climbed? What was he wearing when he climbed? A smile from ear to ear and a mad look in his eye. What was he wearing when he climbed? Hippie, a coyote, hang him high and swing him low. March him down to the gallows. Hippie, okay, boy, it's meet your maker day. Race run and now you're gonna pay. Making all a cockeyed way of praying, where I hedge all my bets. One foot past St. Peter, but something's pulling on the other leg. So I put my shoes on backwards and go where I've already been. But that don't keep me from making all the same mistakes again. Don't keep me from making all the same mistakes again.
That one was called Shoes on Backwards, and I got the inspiration from a mention in an Irish folktale about a guy who fooled his enemies by putting his shoes, horses on backwards and walking them. And I was like, I wonder if humans can put their shoes on backwards and nice. Redo things.
Make so, it look like you went the other way.
Little magic realism. This is my newest song. It's called The Five Little Devils. And my caveat for this song before I go into it is I'm not a misanthrope, but here we go.
Five little devils toiling down in hell, petition for a furlough up to the earthly realm. Satan, he relented after several hundred years. Said, you only got 3 days, don't waste it standing here. Go! One little, one little, one little, one little, two, 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 three, four, five little devils on the move. First little devils wandered down a street, witnessed such degradations that you would scarce believe. Murdering and cheating, avarice and lies, sent the little devils running for their lives. Go! One little, one little, one little, one little, two, 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 three, four, five little devils on the move. The devils hid out in a bar, and the devils hid out in a bar. Upon a park, and soon they fell asleep, and just as soon were woken up by the police, who hauled them into court, where the judge did decree, you're sentenced to hard labor on account of vagrancy. Go! One little, one little, one little, one little, two, 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 three, four, five little devils on the move. On the morning of the fourth day, Satan grew concerned, 'cause his little devils hadn't yet returned. He traveled on up to the earth, and much to his surprise, he found them on a chain gang with other wretched lives. The devil said, Satan, we weren't ready for this place. The way they treat each other, it's an outright disgrace. We were overmatched on the very first day. Takes back to hell away from the human race. Go! One little, one little, one little, one, two, 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 three, four, five little devils on the move. And four little devils, a tail ends happily. They're back down in hell, where they wanna be. The meals are all provided, and the lodgings, well, they'll do. And now my story's over, every word of it's true. One little, one little, one little, one little, two, 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 two. The tale of the five little devils is all through.
What fun.
So.
Well done. That was very entertaining,
I thought. Thank you.
A great set. I mean, like the other ones, too. A lot of energy there.
That is a real nod to the old time music that I've listened to for many years, and the clawhammer banjo is out of that tradition. And last year, David Rawlings had an album, he and Gillian Welch, of more kind of old time influenced songs. And in the liner notes, they kind of challenged listeners to, they said, hey, we've reinvented these. We, you know, now it's your turn. And so Dave and Gillian did this tune called The Old Woman and the Devil. And it's about Satan takes the farmer's wife down to hell, and she's too much for them. And they boot her back up to earth. And so I was just kind of playing around with that idea of maybe humans are rougher than the devils. So what happened if the devils visited us? And yeah.
Well, good. So we're on Cabaret here on KGNU and listening to Barry Osborne on the banjo playing for us tonight. And thank you again for being here.
Yeah.
So you have a show coming up.
Right. I'm playing at Swallow Hill Music in Denver Saturday, September 29th. It'll be my EP release concert. And my friend Marvel West, who's a great singer-songwriter, will be playing that night as well. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Very good. And Marvel's is going to be a different act, right?
Correct. Okay. Correct. Marvel West is a solo singer-songwriter who used to play in a Denver band called Daggers. So some folks might know them from that realm.
Very good. And you were playing with a couple of other people.
Right. My friend Brian, who I mentioned, who helped, or who didn't help, who did produce and do a lot of the other instruments on the EP, will be joining me on, he's got a concoction of keyboard and drum set ready to go. And then my really good friend, Lindsay Taylor, who I used to play old time music with, is going to join on fiddle and vocals as well. And it'll be a lot of fun. I don't normally play with a band, at least not with these songs. And so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, good. Sounds great. So this Saturday, the 29th at Swallow Hill.
Correct.
And where do people go to find more information about that show?
Details about that show can be found at swallowhillmusic.org.
Very good. All right. Well, so it's about 20 minutes to 8, and we have a little bit more time for
okay,
some more
great.
Music. If you maybe play a few more songs, and then we'll come back on and say goodnight. And anything else you want to make sure the people hear, we'll talk about then.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I cannot make any sense of men. I am of the earth, I'm not a part of them, I'm not a part of them. But you are so far out in front of me. Have already forgotten me, forgotten me. Tell me why, tell me why, tell me why. Green grass only grows straight up to the sky. Well, I know the sound the empty bottle makes upon the ground just before it breaks, just before it breaks. Every time I ask, the answer stays the same. Its sad reply doesn't ever change, doesn't ever change. Tell me why, tell me why. why. Tell me why. Green grass only grows straight up to the sky. Keep half a step ahead of myself, and another step and a half ahead of everybody else. Everybody else. But you know I'd like to cool my heels every once in a while. I've forgotten how it feels. I've forgotten how it feels. Tell me why. Tell me why. Tell me thank you. from anywhere, nowhere on the sunshine side of a fog. In the waking winks after a night of drinks with a laughing face of God. Where the lady with the taffeta grin wonders where in the hell have you been? Was it London or Berlin? Tokyo, Manhattan. Where in the hell have you been? Was it London or Berlin? Tokyo, Manhattan. Stares at the end of the day and closes her bedroom door. And every morning when she wakes, she walks through a different door.
Osborne, right here on KGNU's Cabaret Show. That's great. So what would a live performance with you, what will that be like if people choose to come down on Saturday to Swallow Hill?
This will be fun because I don't normally play with a band. I think what we'll get on Saturday is it'll be a high energy show. Everybody on the stage knows each other really well. So I think there's going to be a lot of friendship on the stage and within the room. And, you know, one thing that why I wanted to work with Brian too is he and I have, we have some similarities in our music taste and backgrounds, but also diverging in a lot of ways. And, I wanted to put the banjo in a different context. On the EP and on stage, you'll hear banjo and fiddle and you know, things that harken back to old time folk music and I'm not bluegrass per se, but that kind of energy. But also some keyboards, some drums, some different percussion. I'm a big fan of the melodica, so I kept asking him, like, how can we get the melodica on there? And what I love is, you know, he found really, to me, great sounding and organic ways to integrate that into the sound of my voice and the banjo. So yeah. You know, indie banjo, something new, you know, an old friend in maybe a different kind of setting.
Well, and I just felt like as you were playing these different songs, I really felt a number of different styles coming out of you and the banjo, even though it's just the one instrument. I really felt like quite a variety in a way of instruments.
Thanks.
Because of how you're playing them.
Yeah, I learned early on when I was starting working on these songs, you know, you can cover a lot of the same chords, but... you know, changing up tempos can be just as potent a way to give something a different sound. And so, you know, when I caught myself kind of being like, nah, I've gone down that road before. Let's, you know, keep that, but bump it up down a different avenue.
Very nice. So EP release show Saturday, September 29 at Tuft Theater at Swallow Hill Music Endeavor.
Right.
Very good. And maybe you could repeat your website and also where to find information for this show.
Sure. So my website is barryosbornmusic.com. And that has more information about my background and goings on and whatnot. And then for details about the concert at Swallow Hill on September 29th, the Swallow Hill website, swallowhillmusic.org, is the best place to get details for that.
Very good. Well, I want to thank you, Barry Osborne, for being here on Cabaret. And we're still a couple songs away from the end of the Cabaret, but
fantastic.
I'm going to say my goodnights right now. And
sure.
If only because I'm, by pure scheduling coincidence, going to be in the studio for the Corriente show. So it was really enjoyed hearing you, and I wish you absolutely the best. Thanks as well, of course, to George and Brian, the Intrepid Engineers, here at KGMU, making it all sound so good. So Barry Osborne, if you don't mind, if you could take us out probably with a couple songs.
No, that'd be great.
And if I disappear, you know why.
Understood.
Thank you again.
Thank you so much.
Barry Osborne on Cabaret, KGMU.
Alrighty. This song is called Late Summer Flowers, and it is on my EP, and it's the last song on the EP, so it goes like this. I wanna see you walk through late summer flowers into a field of golden autumns. And when I leave you, bless your tomorrows with lines of laughter around your face. Summer flowers into a field of golden autumns, and when I leave you, bless your tomorrows with lines of laughter around your face. A worn soul walks home just once more. Summer flowers into a field of golden autumns, and when I leave you, bless your tomorrows with lines of laughter, with lines of laughter, little lines of laughter around your face. All right. I think I got time for one more. The song is called Wired and Ready, and I wrote it in my early 20s, so about 20 years ago. And I don't know if I agree with all the lyrics in it anymore, but I think, you know, 22-year-old me gets their due in this song. And I co-wrote this with my friend Troy, who kind of helped me finish it off. And I also just want to dedicate it to my friend Eric, who is a great friend of mine, who recently moved from Denver to Salt Lake City, and we'll be seeing each other soon. But this one's for Eric, so...
Your guard down, don't let them see you cry, 'cause you cry so hard, so hard. Keep your amplifier wired and ready. After all, when you stumble, no one can catch your fall. All the time, the time, the time. Cynic, every minute of your life it isn't right. I've tried, I've tried. But are you growing, going nowhere? It's hard to tell, hard to distinguish the others from yourself. You wanna melt and disappear. We only have to say goodbye, 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 goodbye. I don't know why I say goodbye. Let's say hello, hello, hello. I don't know why I say goodbye. Let's say hello, hello, hello. I don't know why I say goodbye.
This program is presented by the KGNU listener members and by the 15th annual Rocky Mountain International Audio Fest. The event features the latest home stereo systems in 160 exhibit spaces, representing more than 400 companies, taking place October 5th through the 7th at the Denver Marriott Tech Center. More information and registration at audiofest.net.
Buenas tardes y bienvenido a Corriente. Good evening and welcome to Corriente. It's 8:02 on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Thank you so much for listening. finishing off a nice cabaret show with Barry Osborne. Thanks to him and to George and Brian, the engineers. Corriente right now, 8 to 10. Then heavy set from 10 to midnight. Please stay tuned.
Colas, colas, colas y Nicolás. Lo mucho que te quiero y lo